our final question for the treasurer candidates is, what can the treasurer's office do to help increase county funding sources? And Ms. Baker, what you do?
Well, what the treasurer's office can do to increase funding is, of course, being the director of the 72 million tax base that we have. So what's in place to achieve that is, at this time for your 2013 taxes, over 69 million of that has been collected. So what we diligently do is, of course, at this point, is getting ready to have our four-year tax sale. When we have our four-year tax sale, that will generate more revenue and increase more of the funding for the office. Also, what's going to be in place for more funds to come is tax warrants are going to start being issued in July. That's not going to be a popular program, but I sent out letters of intent back in October, so that will be to generate more funding to the office and the county.
Thank you very much. To be honest with you, the best way to do it is to go after those who haven't paid their taxes. And I'm very glad that you are taking initiative now with sending out the tax warrants. But as I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, but those haven't been sent out in the 23 years that you've been the treasurer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. And in the last last 7 years, and the last numbers that I saw in regards to the last 7 years, because I only keep records up to 7 years, it was that we were deficient about $1.5 million. How many teachers will put that, could we put in schools with that much money? How many extra sheriff's officers or vehicles could we put on the roads? And then the thing too, to think about this, if that's only the last 7 years, what have the rest of this last 16 years been? How much money has Rogers County not received over the last 16 years because businesses and personnel have not paid their taxes?
Thank you very much for your answers.